Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all of your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports development, including this year's basketball championship finals, the NHL hockey conference finals, Major League Baseball, the latest fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get the bonus and get into the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards of Football this morning. It's my NFL legend video. It's the great Jim Brown, running back, Syracuse University and the Cleveland Browns. If you like the video today, please come in and share. We'll surely appreciate it here at 100 Yards Football. I'm your host, Mr. Vincent Turner, and special thanks, and always, to his hard work, my producer, Mr. Logan Landers. So let's talk about the young man on the screen there, Jim Brown. When I think about Jim Brown, I don't necessarily think about his prowess on the football field. I think about me being 6 years old and my daddy and mother, who are live down in Memphis, Tennessee this morning at the 901, where I'm from, Memphis, Tennessee, take me to the Malco Theater downtown. 1966 now, I'm 6 years old. And we walk in the theater with my three sisters, Bridget, Stephanie, who was a baby at the time, 1 year old, and my other sister, Rhonda, who was two. We walk in the theater, and I hear machine guns, bullets, explosions, and we there to see the Dirty Dozen, Lee Marvin, Charles Bronson, Richard Jekyll, Telly Savalas, Clint Walker, George Kennedy, Donald Sutherland, and the great Jim Brown. What a movie. About World War II, and that young man played the character of Jefferson. That was really my first knowledge of Jim Brown. But let's go back and talk about the football prowess that made him great, with some people saying he pound for pound the greatest football player to ever lace them up. Well, when I think about Mr. Jim Brown, I think about 1956, the college All-American football team, right? And I started thinking about, on that All-American team, the players that was on that team. Joe Walton in University of Pittsburgh became a player with the New York Giants, outstanding NFL coach. Ron Kramer playing with the Green Bay Packers back in the early 60s out of Michigan. Lou Michaels, that played with the Baltimore Colts. Jim Parker, out of the Ohio State Buckeyes, that played with the Baltimore Colts. And Mr. Lou Michaels played with the University of Kentucky. Then you had Tommy McDonald, Boomer Sooner, University of Oklahoma, who went on and won a championship with the Philadelphia Eagles in 1960. Then you had the great John Brody, who went to Stanford and had all them great years with the San Francisco 49ers. Then you had Johnny Majors, Johnny way back, University of Tennessee, head coach at Tennessee at one time, coached at Pitt and won a national championship with Tony Dorsett in the backfield. Then you had Alex Karras out of Iowa, outstanding career. Can we say Webster? He also became an actor with the Detroit Lions. Then you had the golden boy, Paul Hornung. I don't have to say no more. Green Bay, championships. And then you had Jack Pardee, the eyes of Texas. Oh, hold up, Texas A&M. Went on, became a great coach at the University of Houston, coached that run and shoot with Andre Ware out of Dickerson. And then he had a great team in 1992, the Houston Oilers, Warren Moon, Haywood Jeffries, Lamar Latham, Webster Slaughter, Ernest Givens. And all those guys was on that 1956 All-American team. But all of them got the flowers. All of them got the juice. All of them was talking about, hey, all these guys are going to be successful. But nobody was really talking about Jim Brown, what he was doing at Syracuse, man. Nobody. But I tell you, midway through the season, November 17th, 1956, Syracuse, where Mr. Brown played, they end up beating Colgate 61-7. Jim Brown's last home game at Archibald Stadium. And he set an NCAA record. Six touchdowns, six extra points because he's the kicker. 43 points by an individual in 1956. Think how crazy that was. 43 points by an individual. Jim Brown. And then he ended his career in the Cotton Bowl down there in Texas, baby. The eyes of Texas. Special. Syracuse ended up losing the game on January the 1st, 1957 at TCU. But Mr. Brown had, I want to say 22 rushes, 517 yards. He had two touchdown runs. Excuse me, 26 touches for 132 yards. He was 3 out of 4 kicking extra points. The one extra point he missed cost Syracuse the game as TCU beat Syracuse 28-27. But then the young man born in St. Simon Island, Georgia, by way of New York, made it to the National Football League. And I'm going to tell you the skill set. The National Football League was not ready for Jim Brown. The skill set, fullback size, 6'2", 235 pounds. The toughness, A-plus as a runner. Body and strength control, A-plus. Sprinter speed, listen closely, A-plus. Back then, 9'7". Equivalent to a 4'4". Had moves that when you get into the hole, he can make you miss. Can run over you. That's one thing that I learned about Jim Brown when I was doing my history. And I had to go get that knowledge from my uncle, who's watching today in Memphis, Tennessee, Mr. Opie Turner. He told me something about Jim Brown. He never ran out of bounds. Then the heart, A-plus, the desire, A-plus. Great balance, I just mentioned, A-plus. He was like a missile at 235 pounds, A-plus. He was the whole package. He ended up his career 15,207 yards rushing as an all-time leading rusher before his record was broke. 1963 season, 1,863 yards, 6.4 yards a carry. 1964, he became a champion. 1,400 yards rushing. 7 touchdowns, had 114 yards and 27 carries in the championship game, 64 against the Green Bay Packers. Then his last year in the league, 1,544 yards rushing, 17 rushing touchdowns, and named league MVP. Big man, unbelievable. Jim Brown. And then the next year, he pulled the National Football League trump card and Art Modell and say, you know what? I'm through. I'm tired of y'all. I've done everything I could at this level. And he became an actor and became in one of the greatest movies that's been out there. War movie, The Dirty Dozen. One More Time, Lee Marvin. Telly Savalas. Clint Walker. Donna Sutherland. Charles Bronson, Richard Jackal. Do you know those the heavy hitters in Hollywood? And let's take this young man that's been playing football for 8 years, and we're going to make him out of acting. Jim Brown was at the highest level. But this is what I'm going to take away from Jim Brown. He was dangerous with the football in his hands. But the thing I'm going to talk about with Jim Brown is that his NFL career, I want you to listen to this and listen to Vincent Turner, me personally, real life. He done it in a 14-game season. And right now, at 2022, the NFL is playing 17 games. Magnificent football player. It's hard to not say he's the greatest running back at all time, at the college level, at the professional level. See, we need to take that quote from Barry Sanders' father. Barry Sanders, when they asked about him, Barry Sanders, by way, Oklahoma State, Detroit Lions, they asked him who's the greatest running back you ever seen play. And Barry Sanders' father said, Jim Brown. Mr. Sanders passed till recently, a couple years ago. Then I asked my uncle, Opie Turner, who's 80 years old, living today down in the 901 on the bluff in Mississippi. I said, Uncle, who's the greatest running back ever? And as much as I love Walter Payton, as much as I love Emmitt Smith, as much as I love Herschel Walker when he was at the college level, and of course, Barry Sanders, my uncle said, son, nephew, youngster, it's nobody better than the 6'2", 235-pound Jim Brown out of University of Syracuse. He did it in a 14-game season. Then go back. The 1956 All-American team, Tommy McDonald, Oklahoma, John Brody, Stanford, Jim Parker, Ohio State, Lou Michaels, Kentucky, Ron Kramer, Michigan, Joe Walton, Pittsburgh, Paul Hornung, the Golden Boy, Notre Dame, and Alex Karras, University of Iowa, that ended up becoming a good actor in his next profession on Webster. And of course, the late, great Jack Pardee, Texas A&M, the Aggies, the 12th man. But making no bone, the guy that made the All-American team, Jim Brown, was the greatest player to come out of that All-American team. And it's hard to not say he's the greatest football player that ever played, because right now we got the GOAT Tom Brady, everybody's saying, but Jim Brown, look at the stature. Pound for pound, Tom Brady plays the quarterback position. And then you look at Walter Payton, Columbia, Mississippi, Sweetness. And I'm battling with it right now. And I'm even putting him into the greatest athletes of any sport. Muhammad Ali, LeBron James, Michael Jordan, Lou Brock, Bob Gibson, Barry Bonds, even Babe Ruth. As an athlete, and this guy on the screen, it might not be nobody that's ever done it in any sport. Jim Brown, baby. The legend. Cleveland, Ohio, Syracuse University, the University of the Orange Man, Jim Brown, and all you Syracuse alum need to stand up and shout this morning, because if he went to my school, the University of Arkansas, I'd be proud every day. I walk around in this earth saying, we had the best football player that ever played on this universe. His name's Jim Brown. If you like the video today, please come in and share it. I surely appreciate it here at 100 Yards Football. I'm your host, Vincent Turner. And the only thing I can think about Jim Brown, he was born in St. Simons, Allen, Georgia. It was another great guy in another entertainment world that was a good dancer and a singer. He was out of Augusta. His name was James Brown. So when I think about Jim Brown, I think about that song that Mr. James Brown had. Wow! I feel good. I know that I would. Now I feel good. I know I would. So good, I got you. Wow, I feel nice, like sugar and spice. Jim Brown was sugar and spice at Syracuse University in the 50s. And it was sugar and spice with the Cleveland Browns in the early 60s. And he was sugar and spice, and he felt good. In his first major role, the Dirty Dozen.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
If you like the video today, please come in and share it. I'm Vincent Turner, 100 Yards Football. Thank you again to Mr. Logan Landers for producing my show today. The great Jim Brown. Thank y'all. Be blessed.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.